Welcome to the start of the Christmas specials and Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. Like my Halloween specials, today we are starting the Christmas specials. As for most people in the US, including Microsoft, the week was short. So, we don't have that many news on a roadmap, but starting with two new features added on Yammer. First, Yammer Community Expiry Auto-Renewal. Planned for release in January, Yammer Activity will be included in the activity-based automatic renewal of Microsoft 365 groups. When a user has viewed a post within a Yammer community, the community will automatically renew group expiration. Nice to see it's coming. On to number 2 for Yammer, added on Tuesday, Yammer new administrator role in Azure Active Directory. Coming in June next year, a new role will be added to Azure Active Directory, titled Yammer Administrator. You can most likely imagine what's it for, right? Users who are assigned the Yammer Administrator role will be allowed to manage all aspects of the Yammer service. Crazy to see such a role isn't available yet, and even more interesting to see it takes such a long time. In my head, that should have been way easier. Anyway. Next up, also added on Tuesday and planned for release in December, OneDrive and Microsoft Stream sharing links that block download for most video and audio files. What a roadmap title. Users can choose to share most video and audio files with a sharing link that will prevent recipients from being able to download the file. The most important part here, recipients can still view the file via the web player experience. In case you are wondering why Microsoft says most video and audio, well, not every browser is able to play all formats, but the common ones, MP3, MP4 and whatnot, or the ones in your head, are most likely included. Updated on Tuesday, Whiteboard on Windows revamped. We covered this already in October, where Microsoft said the Whiteboard app on Windows will receive its overhaul in October. Well, it's not October. This was sadly pushed back to February. In super short, what we'll get? The new Whiteboard app for Windows is trying to create a better experience with Whiteboard on other clients and platforms. It will provide the new features we got already now on the web and all the cool features like templates, shapes, and overall a more modern user experience. Coming next, Microsoft Search customized out-of-the-box verticals and add verticals for SharePoint content. This roadmap item was updated on Wednesday and is planned for release this month, as it's apparently already in the rollout phase. This will bring us new support for custom verticals in Microsoft Search, which allow us to customize out-of-the-box verticals for Microsoft Search and add new verticals based on SharePoint content. Everything search-related is something I truly like, so I'm all in for this one. Finishing off this week with Microsoft Teams Mirror My Video. The feature provides us the option to unmirror our video and thereby have the same view as the other users in our meeting. By unmirroring the video, our audience will see, for example, text correctly. No more flipped text in the background or issues when holding a written document into our camera. This feature is very helpful, especially when you're presenting something or teaching, or even holding a workshop. And with that, thanks for tuning in for the first Christmas special episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. The roadmap didn't have that many cool presents, but we're also just starting off with the Christmas season. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you check out the next episode, next Sunday. Until then, don't be afraid.